Oh, I forbid ye, maidens a', that come with gowd in your hair, to come or gae the Carter Haw, for young Tam Lin is there. And there's nane that gaes be Carter Haw, but they leave him a wad, either their rings, or their green mantle, or else their maidenhead. Janet has kilted her green kirtle a little aboon her knee, and she has brodied her yellow hair a little aboon her bree, and she's awa' to Carter Haw as fast as she can he. And when she come to Carter Haw, Tam Lin was at the well, and there she fund his steed standing, but awa' was he himsel. She hadna pooed a double rose, a rose but only tway, till up then started young Tam Lin, says, "Lady, thou poos nae mair. Why poos thou the rose, Janet? Why breakst thou the wand? Or why comes thou to Carter Haw withouten my command?" "Now Carter Haw, it is my ain, my daddy gave it to me, and I'll come and gang by Carter Haw, and ask nae leave at thee." Now Janet has kilted her green kirtle a little aboon her knee, and she has snodded her yellow hair a little aboon her bree, and she has ta'e her feather's haw as fast as she can he. 24 ladies fair were playing at the ba', then out and cam the fair Janet yinst the flower among them a'. Out then spak an all grain knight, lay o'er the castle wa', and says, "Alas, fair Janet, for thee, but we'll be blamed a'. Oh, hod your tongue, ye old-faced knight, some ill death may ye dee. Father my bairn on whom I will, I'll father nane on thee." Out then spak her father dear, and he spak meek and mild, "And ever, alas, sweet Janet," he says, "I think thou gaze wi' child. If that I gae wi' child, feyther, myself mun bear the blame. There's ne'er a laird about your haw shall get the bairnie's name. If my love were an earthly knight, as he's an elfin grey, I wouldna gie my ain true love for nae lord that ye hae. The steed that my true love rides on is lighter than the wind, wi' siller he is shone before, wi' burning gowd behind." Now Janet has kilted her green kirtle a little aboon her knee, and she has snodded her yellow hair a little aboon her bree, and she's awa' to Carter Haw as fast as she can he. When she cam to Carter Haw, Tam Lin was at the well, and there she fund his steed standing, but awa' was he himsel. She hadna pooed a double rose, a rose but only tway, till up then started young Tam Lin, says, "Lady, thou poos nae mair. Why poos thou the rose, Janet, amang the grove so green, and aw to kill the bonny babe that we got us between? Oh, tell me, Tam Lin," she says, "for his sake that died on tree, if e'er ye were in holy chapel or Christendom did see." "Roxburgh he was, my grandfather took me with him to bide, and yence it fell upon a day that way did me betide, and yence it fell upon a day, a cold day and a snell, when we were frae the hunting came, that frae my horse I fell. The Queen o' Fairies, she caught me in yon green hill to dwell." But the night is Halloween, lady, the morn is Halloday, then win me, an ye will, for will I what ye may. Just at the murk and midnight hour, the fairy folk will ride, and they that wad their true love win, at miles cross they mun bide. But how shall I thee ken, Tam Lin, or how my true love know, among so many unco knights the like I never saw? Oh, first let pass the black lady, and syne let pass the brown, but quickly run to the milk-white steed, pull ye the rider down. For I'll ride on the milk-white steed, and I nearest the town, because I was an earthly knight, they gie me that renown. My right hand will be gloved, lady, my left hand will be bare. Cocked up shall my bonnet be, and came down shall my hair. And there's the tokens I gie thee, nay, doot, I will be there. They'll turn me in your arms, lady, into your asking adder. But hold me fast and fear me not, I am your bairn's father. They'll turn me in a bear so grim and then a lion bold. But hold me fast and fear me not, and ye shall love your child. Again they'll turn me in your arms to a red hot gaed of iron. But hold me fast and fear me not, I'll dae to you nae harm. At last they'll turn me in your arms into a burning glead. Then throw me into well water and throw me in with speed. And then I'll be your ain true love, I'll turn a naked knight. Now gloomy, gloomy was the night, and eerie was the way, as fair Janet in her green mantle to Miles Cross did gay. About the middle of the night she heard the bridles ring. This lady was as glad at that as any earthly thing. First she let the black pass by, and syne she let the brown. But quickly she ran to the milk-white steed and pulled the rider down. Say, weel she minded what she did say, yon young Tam Lin did win. Syne cover them wi' her green mantle as blights a bird in spring. Then out and spak the queen o' fairies out o' a bush o' broom. Them that hae gotten young Tam Lin has gotten a stately groom. Then out and spak the queen o' fairies, and an angry woman was she. Shame betide her ill fair face, and an ill death may she dee. For she's ta'en awa' the bonniest knight in a' my company. But had I kent Tam Lin, she says, what now this night I see, I would hae ta'en oot thy twa grey een, and put in twa een o' tree.